your go.
Yes. Yes, I'm ready. Thank you very much. So let's please start the call recording. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to today's Urala board call taking place on Monday, 15th of February, 2016 at 100 UTC. On today's call, we have Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Wolf Ludwig, Jordi Ipareguer, Iru Lansipuro, Mikhail Medrish, Annette Mühlberg, Sebastian Bachelet. We have apologies from Sandra Hopperista and Matthew Cummings. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco and myself, Gishin Maldlar. Finally, I'd like to remind everyone to state their names while speaking for transcript purposes. Over to you, Olivier. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Yashin. It's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. And have we missed anybody in the roll call by any chance? Anybody on the line that we haven't mentioned? No? Okay, so the roll call is complete. And today's call is going to be primarily looking at the work that's coming up for our task forces that we decided on last time and that we proposed to the community, to our Uralo community. I was going to ask whether in any other business we could add one more item, which was to just for us to quickly look through our Uralo call agenda of tomorrow so that we can make or you can make any suggestions as to anything that you think we might wish to discuss during our call tomorrow that might be missing. And hopefully, we'll have plenty of time to work on any other business. I hope this call will not take the full hour, so we can get going with this. And Yashin, if you can have the link for the tomorrow's Uralo call ready, so then you'll be able to put it in the chat, in the Adobe Connect chat, when the time comes, when we reach any other business. Is there anything else that you wish to add to the agenda today? Hearing nobody speak their name out, okay, so that's fine. Annette, I just noticed that you're not in the Adobe Connect room, so if you wish to intervene, just please say your name, and then I'll put you in the queue if there is a queue, and if there's no queue, I'll give you the floor at that point.
I'm sorry for that. I have problems to enter it.
Yeah, it's no worries. Don't worry about it. That's fine, as long as I know you're here. So, let's go to the first thing, which was the review of our action items from our last conference call. There are several action items which come out of this as it's loading up. The first one was to create the task force on ALS engagement. The second one was to create a task force on the review and revision of the bylaws. And thirdly, there was an action item, which is not really an action item, but it's just the fact that it was agreed there wouldn't be a Uralo face-to-face meeting in Marrakesh. So that's the current action items. I think they are reviewed. We don't really need to act on them because they've all been done. And we can move swiftly to agenda item 4, which is the update on our task forces. So there are two of them, and you will find in the agenda there are links now to the wiki pages of each one of them. If we start with the task force on at-large structure engagement, you'll have a link to a wiki page that is still blank at the moment, and we have to fill it up with this. And then there's a second one, which is the task force on review and revision of bylaws, which is also a second page. Here we go. So here's the first one, at-large structure engagement. We need to define a membership. We need to, well, I guess as board members of Uralo, we need to show the way forward and have a few volunteers for that. And then we'll ask people on the Uralo mailing list or at-large structures to join as well. And hopefully we will get, we don't need to have 20 people in this membership, but just a small group of people that can move forward on this and start the work. So I open the floor for discussion and any volunteers to be on the task force for at-large structure engagements. Kerio Lentiporo, you have the floor.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Olivier. Yeah, this is Yuri. I volunteer to be on this task force. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Yuriyo. Anyone else here wants to be on this task force, ELS engagement? Wolf Ludwig?
Wolf speaking for the records. As I believe that I have very detailed knowledge and over a long period of time since the beginning, I think it would make sense if I would also be part of this task force.
Okay, thanks for this, Bolt. Thank you. Jordia Paraguaya. Jordi types in the chat that he would be joining too. Jordi, you can speak. And Jordi probably could speak, but now he's gone quiet. Okay. And Aneta, did I hear your name?
No.
No. Oh, okay. Okay, so the mic doesn't work again with Jordi. Fine, that's okay. There was a bit of a noise at some point from your microphone, Jordi. I don't know whether it was background noise or something, but it did work for a short while. Maybe that needs to be... But Jordi, you're noted as well then, if you would join. Okay, that's fine. Thank you for this. That's plenty of people to start leading this, and I think that what we can do then is to ask as an action item for staff to issue a call for more members of the team on the Uralo mailing list, and hopefully we can get another 3-4 people. I think that if we go for 10-15 people, you know, it doesn't really matter, because at the end of the day, the work is usually done by a small group. And there are a lot of people that join up and just listen and don't really contribute much. So it's a good start. And the work is probably not absolutely huge. I'd like to be on this as well. I think it's important that I'd be actually on both of the task forces. I don't wish to be leading them, though, because it's already enough work to be with Uralo chair. And it's also good that we share responsibilities among the regional at-large organization. So that's the first one. Are there any comments, or does anybody wish to sort of go a bit further than this in the Task Force on at-large structure engagement? What I was going to share with you is I have been discussing things with Glenn McKnight, who is the chair of the North American Regional At-Large Organization. And as you know, in between the RALOs, we all have the same sort of problems. With low engagement from at-large structures, and it's sometimes good to share best practices of things that have actually worked. I've looked at what they're doing in Naralo. We might wish to take some input from what they're doing in Naralo. There's some really interesting stuff that comes out of there. And of course, you also know that there are two tasks which we discussed during our last call, which was the two initial tasks, the follow-up on at-large structure skill sets and the update and refining of the at-large structures, including having contact points. And because we have contact points, these would be behind a login. So for privacy reasons, we're not going to have those contact points shared amongst absolutely everyone, except, of course, if the at-large structure representative wants to make their address public. But in many cases, people don't wish to have those publicly because it gets picked up by spammers, et cetera, et cetera. So, and exactly, and Wolf says the structure, the cultures are rather different in some places. So and it's good that we have a good team here. Who I think we're quite well diversified across Europe. So it's good to have the different points of view. Okay, so that was the first task force. Now, the second one is the task force.
Olivier?
Yes.
Annette here.
Annette? please.
I just put my hand up verbally, sorry.
go ahead.
May I just add something to the task force ALS engagement? Is there a sort of feedback we could get, though we are not members in it? I mean, I do have loads of experience on that, but, you know, I don't feel that I really want to join this, but I could, you know, maybe give some ideas. So is there a sort of continuous in the calls maybe, or, you know, a little information of that task force given to us?
Yeah, thanks, Annetta. It's Olivier speaking. So I think that obviously the task force will be providing feedback every month to the to the Uralo ALSs and in our monthly calls, obviously. But I think that if you want, and this is just my feeling, I don't know about the others, but as far as I'm concerned, you could always, if you don't mind receiving the emails, you could be on the mailing list, because there will be a mailing list that will be created for this. You could be on the mailing list, and if you don't mind pressing the delete key a few more times if you're not interested, that's fine, but at least, you know, you'll be kept up to date. I'm a little concerned about, you know, when you have task forces, the amount of time that it takes to then report about what you're doing is time that you're not taking actually doing what you're doing. You're just reporting on them.
That's true.
I was a little concerned. So because it doesn't cost anything, I usually say, well, if anybody's just even interested and might not be an active member but might just wish to follow on these things, they're very welcome to be part of the mailing list. I don't know how others think here, and you know, this is democracy, so the floor is all open for anybody to chime in. The way that, what do you think? I note that Sylvia Vivanco is saying the work will be documented in the respective wiki pages, because that's how we work, and the wiki pages are all open, and all of the task force calls will have recordings and transcripts. So if you don't feel like listening to the 1 hour of call, you can always quickly scope through the transcript, which is what I often do with calls after that I've missed. You know, take 5-10 minutes, sort of go through them, look for keywords and different parts of the discussions and things. So, but Wolf Ludwig, you've put your hand up, so you have the floor.
Thanks, Olivier. Wolf Ludwig for the records. Well, I think if we have task force composed by some key members, etc., to push the work in the details, but there must be regular updates during our monthly calls to include, to inform the broader membership, and even updates on the mailing list. That would be my suggestion.
Okay, Wolf, thank you. I think we're in agreement here. Sylvia speaking. So, as I said, Annette, it's your choice. If you wish to subscribe to the, you know, be on the task force,
yeah,
or not, that's really up to you. So,
okay, I'm fine.
You can either
thank
have
you
the monthly updates, or you can have it directly on a daily basis.
All right.
Okay, now we got the second task force now, and that's the one on the bylaws review and we also have a wiki page for this, and this one is, review and revision of bylaws. And the two initial tasks for this will be first to map out the differences between the bylaws as they are drafted and how Uralo actually works. And there's also, and that, I guess, is the first step, the sort of reviewing what bylaws we currently have and whether they are suitable to the way that we actually work, whether they provide us with the flexibility and at the same time the efficiency of being able to conduct our business. And then I guess that from that point onward, there will then be a discussion of all of the at-large structures from Uralo, to decide on whether there needs to be changes, and then once that is the case, then you know, we'll take decision as to whether those bylaws or the parts of the bylaws would need to be redrafted. But it's well understood from our last call that drafting bylaws is no easy task, and it has the ability sometimes to drag on for a very, very long time. So that will be, you know, the safe way is to do it in two different ways. And there's also here a note that in order not to reinvent the wheel, many information sources will need to be accessible on the task force's pages so that our ALSs will have a good ability to choose and to, you know, to be well informed about where we are on this. Now, I note, Mikhail Medrish, you have your hand up, so you have the floor, Mikhail.
Thank you. It's Michael Medrish, for the record. I suppose it will be interesting to add a bit to this theme to compare us and our neighbors, our colleagues from other ALOs, how they are living, what kind of document they have. It will be a full picture in such case. So to understand how we are living in a comparison with the text of our bylaw, and to compare with other ALOs how they are living and what they have as the documents, the main documents. Okay?
Thank you very much for this, Michael. I have no objection to this, and I'll tell you why. Because the some of the more recent reviews, at large reviews, and the recommendations that were made a few years ago, one of them actually called for a harmonization of bylaws across all of the different regional at-large organizations. And that said, I must admit that when we did have a look at all of the different bylaws in the different parts of the world, it really depends. A lot of it is down to culture. And in fact, some of the other regions have bylaws that are an absolute headache. They are very long. They contradict each other. They have huge problems in them. Other regions have got very light bylaws. So, yeah, we might be able to learn things from the other regions and also learn things not to do from the other regions as well. So maybe that's
Olivier,
the
excuse
forward
me.
As well. Michael, please go ahead.
Excuse me. You're right, absolutely. Not necessary to mirror something and to use as is. But from one point of view, it is necessary to understand what kind of document they have. For example, all our colleagues have operating principles as a main document, for example. It's not a real bylaw, I can say. I've read all of them. I've looked through and understood that they have very light documents, and the name of their documents are the same, operating principles. And they have... Not all of them, but they have rules of procedure as a document that describes procedures inside their life. So they're different, but they're very, very close, speaking about ideas, main ideas, high-level ideas.
Yeah.
That's why I suppose it is interesting to analyze what does it mean. And it is not necessary to use directly. But to understand better, I suppose it's useful.
Okay, thanks, Michael. So would you say that...
May I put my hand up, Annette?
Yes, Annette. Yeah, I'll put you in the queue in a second. I was
okay.
Just going to respond first to Michael then. So would you say that step one would be to map out the differences between the bylaws as they're drafted and how your ALO actually works? Step two, to compare or to have a look at what the other... RALOs have as organizing documents and maybe see which what there is in the other RALOs. Then step three is to then present all of that to the URALO ALSs with their results. And finally, step four is to make a decision on that, on whether we want to, what amendments we want to make. Does that fly, Michael?
Yes.
And now, Annette.
Okay, Annette Mühlberg, for the record. As I was deeply involved in bylaw drafting, not only the Eurelo one, but globally. I rather, well, hesitate to really review all bylaws, and it always makes sense to have a look at it, Michael, that's for sure. But I would rather take a different approach. Changing bylaws is always a hassle. So it is good to see if there is anything that actually hinders us to do something. So my approach, my proposal would be that we do not look first what we have and if that is the same in the bylaws, but if there is anything what we would like to do that we cannot do because of the bylaws. See the difference? So I would just recommend not to touch any bylaws if they are not a problem. But if there is something we want to do and here is a problem, then it really makes sense to say, okay, let's change that. And let's, if there is this problem, let's have a look at other RELOs and also, of course, have a look at their bylaws and say, ask other RELOs if they have great experience with a special paragraph, you know, that helped them to solve problems. So what was useful for them? So the question would be to the others, is there anything you're really proud of and think that works great and it really helps? And for us to just check, is there something we want to do and we cannot do it because of the bylaws? And then propose a change.
Thanks very much, Annette. It's Olivier speaking. That sounds like a good way forward as well. I guess the decision moment on saying, well, you know, do we have to change something? What do we have to change? And this is a decision we're going to have to make quite a time from now. It's not one that we can make today, definitely not. So that's one that we'll make later on when the working group will have done their first task. And I think we are talking about the same thing. The first thing is map out the difference between the differences between how the bylaws are drafted, how Eurelo actually works, find out if there's anything that we do that are stopped by the bylaws, if there's a clash between the bylaws and Eurelo. And I guess that from that point onwards, then the working group can evolve. Michael, you have the floor.
I would like to stress one point. I suppose it's very urgent. From my point of view, the main goal of the working group of the job to review bylaw is to have a bylaw which is written by law just how we are living. It is very important because if it is so, no contradictions. Yes, contradictions can have place, but no contradictions in between document in and real life. So it's not good contradiction. This is the main point. And we are to analyze and to understand what's to change, maybe our real life, to change in order to have no contradictions in between text and real life, or to change text, maybe slightly to change text and slightly to change our life. It is a job. It is a result of our working group job. So, but no contradictions matter.
Okay.
That's all. No matter. Wolf, I understand that it is necessary to have two-thirds hands. Okay, I know. But it is necessary to try to describe this in very positive colors, and I suppose no problems with two-thirds.
Okay, Michael, thank you for this. I suppose that you are a volunteer for this working group. For this task force?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
We have Michael on this. Anybody else interested? Of course, I'll be on this as well to see what's going on. Annette, would you be interested in being on this?
Here is the problem. If we do, okay, Michael, I would not like to join a group checking if there is a contradiction somehow with the existing reality. I would rather prefer to be in a group to say what do we need and is there something that is a problem for us in the bylaws. This is a major difference. Because to make bylaws suitable to reality, maybe we don't want to have this type of reality. Maybe there was a good idea in the bylaws and we should rather change our reality. So there is, seriously, I think bylaws, it's a terrible work. It's really hard work. And it's not productive in the sense that we, you know, you don't write a new text where you explain how ICANN works or how the internet works or what are security issues. You know, it's not productive in that sense. It's just a procedure we try to find to make our work go more easy, you know, to make it better. It just should facilitate our work. So I think it has to be linked somehow to our ALS engagement. It has to be linked to our real work. So it has to be linked to an agenda, what we want to do. And if there something occurs that we cannot do because of the bylaws, then we should change it. See, this is the difference. So I don't want to have a study, and this is why I did not raise my hand to say, yes, I'm joining, but because I don't want to study bylaws over and have a look at the difference of this and that. But I would volunteer to find a solution if we have a problem in reality and cannot solve the problems because of the bylaws.
Thanks for this, Annette. It's Olivier speaking. So I take it that you will be actively listening to the monthly updates from this task force and then bringing in your input once the task force has come up with, mapping out the differences and so on. Or has done the first stage, and you might be involved later on in seeing what needs to be reconciled, whether the bylaw has to be aligned with what's happening, or whether what's happening has to be aligned with the bylaw, one way or the other. Michael, you have a response? Your hand is up. Michael Medrish.
Maybe it's not, it's Michael Medrish, yes. Maybe it's not a response. Annette, I fully agree with you that changes must fulfilled due to goals. What we are to achieve, we must understand, and all changes in documents or in our life must be done in taking in mind the main goals. Absolutely. What I spoke about, absence of contradictions in between text and real life. Real life, I mean, how we are living. It's one medal, one side of a medal. Another side of a medal you described, it's absolutely right. So I suppose it's not a contradiction in between us. It's two sides of the same medal, as I can imagine. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you. It's Olivier speaking. And I think that we can then move forward. I note, Annette, that Wolf had mentioned earlier that because you were involved with the first version, you were involved in the creation of the bylaws, he was suggesting that you should be part of this task force as well. But I guess if you are watching from the sidelines and then coming in when we will have to, we will see the review and see, okay, where do we go from here? What do we want to get from here? You can always come in a bit later.
Perfect.
Okay, so I think we've got our step forward. And what we will do is to issue a call for I was going to say a call for customers. They're not customers. A call for volunteers. A call for volunteers to join these two task forces. I don't know, Sylvia, if this call for volunteers, and I think we need to send it into two different emails so that it's sort of a bit more impactful, because people sometimes just read the first line of a message and say, bylaws, well, I'm not interested in this, or ELS engagement, no, I'm not interested, and they hit the delete key a bit too fast. So maybe one call for the first task force, one call for the second task forces. Can we have those out after this call, Sylvia, so that we, you know, that gives us about 24 hours until we've got the Uralo call tomorrow. Sylvia Vivanco, hello?
Yes, Olivia, we'll do.
Okay, thanks. I thought you might have been muted. Okay, excellent. Thanks for this, and then let's now move on to the next thing, and that's agenda item number 5 already. That's another thing that has landed on our table. It's the flyers. So that actually goes with outreach and so on. As you know, we have the ability to have some flyers printed that we can then take to other meetings, like Eurodig, like local internet governance forums, like, you know, various places. And recently there has been an update on all of the flyers. And so the question is, do we want to update our flyer as well, the Uralo flyer? I'm not sure. Sylvia, are you able to speak and explain to us, are the AP Rallo flyer and the AFRALO flyer updated flyers, or are they their original flyers as well?
Yes, Olivia, this is Sylvia. Indeed, they are new flyers. They were at both AFRALO and AP Rallo.
Oh, you sound very far away.
I sound very far away. I'm sorry about that. It is very close to my phone, I think I have a
phone. Okay. Well, you probably are very far away.
Yes, sorry about that. I will speak up. They are new flyers. They have been just updated. Those are the AFRALO and the AP RALO. So the idea for you is to review the current RALO flyer.
Excuse me, Olivier, could you repeat this, because I really can't hear this.
Yeah, I'll repeat afterwards, Annette.
Okay, great.
Okay, sorry about that, Annette. It sounds like I don't have a good connection. I was saying that both flyers have been recently updated, the AFRALO flyer and the AFRALO flyer, and you can use them as an example to update yours. They have similar text, but not the same. So it's a good opportunity to review the paragraph and include any paragraph if you wish, and new photos. The deadline for Uralo would be the end of April. So there is time to do a nice review. We can also, I check earlier, and we could also do it in Russian and in French. So no problem having a couple of languages to translating this flyer into two or three languages if you wish. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for this, Sylvia. It's Olivier speaking. So, Annette, what Sylvia was saying is what we currently have on the screen is the AP Rallo flyer, that's one of the flyers that has been updated. The Uralo flyer has not been updated yet. It seems that there is some common text in between the different flyers. For example, I can see here the map of different at-large structures around the world to explain what a regional at-large organization is, what the at-large advisory committee is. But then there are also some sections of the flyer that we could update. We could update the pictures, for example. We could update some of the text if we wish. And the deadline for us to do such a thing, and I hope that Yashin will be able to share the Uralo current flyer so we can have a look at it. The deadline for this is going to be the end of April. The reason is because these need to be then printed and so on, and hopefully we can have some ready for Eurodig.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the new flyers ready for Eurodig. Hence the reason why we can do that. And then what Silvia was also saying is we can have them in not only in English, but we can also have them in Russian and in French. And of course, the reference would be in English, and then the Russian and the French would be translated from this. So this really, at this moment, I guess I'm not going to ask that we have a look and we decide right now on what we want to do with it, but this is just to alert you about those flyers. Does anybody wish to, I mean, I guess we can discuss this tomorrow on tomorrow's call quickly, but I thought that perhaps since you are the leadership team here, it would be really that this committee can have a look at it and you can all make your suggestions on how to improve those flyers. Any feedback on this? Wolf Ludwig, you have the floor.
Thanks, Olivier. Wolf Ludwig for the records. Well, I think this is not a big issue, in my opinion, because it simply needs some updates compared to a couple of years ago when the current edition was created. So there is, in an overview, there are not much changes to make, so it's basically some kind of editorial work and to think about what can be our key messages, what should be our key messages, and how we can present Uralo in a compact way. So it's, in my opinion, not a big job that can easily be done until the end of April. Thanks.
Great.
Hi, this is Asian Space King, Olivier.
Oh, I've just been very lively speaking to myself, Yashin. Thank you for letting me know.
No worries.
Terrible. Okay, let's start again then. Thank you very much for this, Wolf. What was I saying? I don't think this is an issue where we need to ask all of our at-large structures. We can, you know, as you said, Wolf, you're quite correct. There are only a few things to tweak out in there. Maybe we can just send a link to the flyer to our board mailing list, and we can all, you know, we have a URL board. I mean, come on, you know, and so the board can just make sense of little few things that need to be changed. Staff will make those few tweaks and changes, and then we've got a new set of flyers that goes out there. I quite like the format of it. It looks good. It's, you know, there's nothing major to change in there. It doesn't say anything outrageous, so it's outrageously wrong. It might just need to be, you know, hyped up a little bit, put up to date a little bit, and then it's ready for printing. So if we're okay with that, yeah, I see here Jordi says much of the contents may be similar to Apiralo and Macralo. Let's focus on our messages, exactly. We can do that. We can focus on some key messages. That's a good way. Okay, so that's what's going on with the brochures. And then the sixth thing here is just a quick update on the special budget requests that the process has just completed. The deadline was actually today, but it's been extended by a couple more days because some of the other supporting organizations and advisory committees of ICANN are not as well organized as at-large is. I can't believe we would have ever said anything like this, but hey, it actually is the truth. So the ALAC has actually got a number of requests that they have put through using the Finance and Budget Subcommittee that we have in place. And Wolf and I have drafted a request for Euralo, which was to fund five members of Euralo to attend the ICANN Student Christ to take place in Dubrovnik. A couple of calls took place of the Finance and Budget Subcommittee, and during the first call, it was decided, because if you look at the sheet, there are so many requests from so many different railos for so many different things, it was decided that this was not going to be granted, and the Finance and Budget Subcommittee was not going to send this over to ICANN Finance, which was a bit of a disappointment. However, the feedback was that this was not closely enough related to ICANN. Of course, it's called ICANN Student Cries, darn. So in the next call, I made a point that not only was it ICANN Student Cries, I can't imagine something being more related to ICANN than that, but it had Fadi Shahade and many staff members and board members during the past few years. Plus, it was really worrying that when you looked at the actual panels, you would find all of the component parts of the multi-stakeholder system. So you'd have government, and you'd have some civil society, but you'd have a lot of contracted parties and a lot of businesses on there. And yet there were no end users. And in fact, nobody representing any at-large structures that were related specifically to the ALACS mission. And that was a bit distressful for us. That somehow got the other people in the group to change their mind and say, you know what? That's a very good point. We need to be present there. So hopefully this is going to be understood by ICANN Finance, and hopefully for the first time ever, we might get some funding to go there. I'm not putting my head on the chopping board for that, but, you know, let's hope that this is also understood by ICANN Finance. And what's important is that there was a representative from the ICANN Finance Department that attended those Finance and Budget Subcommittee calls, so they heard the frustration that was there and the general feedback that was received and the support that we got from the other members of the Finance and Budget Subcommittee. So hopefully this one, let's hope for the best. Any feedback or any comments on this?
I just, Annette, for the record, I really support that. This is one of the best ICANN related lessons actually you can take. And we used it already for gaining more members for the at-large structure. So I was a speaker there in the past, and I'm really happy that to meet again people who attended the Studienkreis, meet them at the ICANN meetings later in the following years, and they do great work, and so I think it's really essential to go there. It's great.
Thanks very much for this, Annetta. It's Olivier speaking, and I hope to be attending one of these in the future, because I've never been to any, which is where they're, such is life. But it looks like, it really does seem like an excellent event, and certainly very much aligned with ICANN's mandates and so on. So let's just hope that this goes through. And now we've reached the last item on our agenda, and that's any other business. And I was going to suggest for any other business that we have a very quick look at our call tomorrow, the Euralo call, Euralo conference call at 8 p.m. 8 p.m. Central European Time, CET. Do we have a link? Oh, excellent, Yashin. Thank you very much for this. And so in your agenda, you will see the usual stuff that we have, starting with the review of the action items. Then we'll have the current ALAC consultations and initiatives. That hasn't been updated yet on the agenda. Hopefully it will be updated very soon. Is it Ariel that has to update this?
It's hello, Olivia. This is Silvia. Yes, it's Ariel, who is today on a holiday. It's a holiday in the U.S., but she will do it tonight.
Ah, fantastic. Thanks very much for this. That's good, Silvia. Thank you. And hopefully Ariel doesn't delete the rest of the agenda, which sometimes happens. But, okay, so that's great. That will be the next thing. And then after that, we'll have a quick update on the public interest document, next steps. Wolf, are you okay with that? Do you need more time, less time?
No. We finally have to create a group.
Okay, so 5 minutes is enough for you, yeah, to get it moving.
Right.
Okay, excellent. Then I'll be providing a quick update on the work of the IANA stewardship transition and the ICANN accountability. As you remember, we had an action item in the past where we asked if there could be a webinar specifically directed at Uralo members, so Uralo ALSs, to explain the whole process of IANA stewardship transition and ICANN accountability. The problem we're faced with now is that the proposal for the ICANN accountability is still not finalized. We're only a few days away from the finalization of it. And then there is going to be a vote of the ALAC on each and every recommendation made by the accountability cross-community working group. And Alan Greenberg, the ALAC chair, has asked that this vote takes place in Marrakesh, and that the people who vote on these issues actually know and understand what they're voting about, which I think is a good idea. So not only that, if the ALAC is going to support this or not support this, and each one of those recommendations, we need to be absolutely sure that this is the point of view of our at-large structures. And so he's basically said, look, let's have two webinars. They're not even going to be webinars. They will be sessions of the ALAC and any interested at-large structures to be part of these and going on a line-by-line basis, so recommendation-by-recommendation basis, and saying, right, recommendation one, this is what the recommendation says, this is what it means. Are we for this? Are we against this? And debate, discuss. And then once the recommendation one is dealt with, go for the next one and the next one. Some recommendations might take a few minutes because everyone will agree and say, hey, you know what, that's a good idea. Some of them, and I speak from experience there, because the working group that deals specifically with this issue has been on very extensive calls recently where some of us disagree with each other. And some of us have grave concerns about ratifying such a recommendation, and others just say, it's okay, we can go ahead with it. It's not going to be something that will kill us. But we have to be quite clear about it. And so I thought that rather than having a webinar for Uralo in addition to all of this, we would make sure we invite our Uralo ALSs to join those two calls. We've already got the two dates. We don't have the exact timings of them. In fact, there is there will be a link in the agenda to the poll, the doodle poll, to be filled out for people to choose the best timings for them. Do you think that's a good way forward, or should we still have our... should we still go for a webinar for our own at-large structures?
I think it's good way. Annette is speaking.
Okay, thanks for this, Annette. I don't see anyone else I can see here. Yeah, I don't see anybody else wanting to say anything on this issue, so I gather that this is probably an okay way forward. Yeah, we have a green tick from Wolf Ludwig, so no objections to that. And that, I think, will be a really good engagement for us. All we need to do is to really tell our at-large structures, this is the time when you can basically say if you agree with something or you don't agree with something. You've been saved from a year of very long phone calls. I know that Sebastian is on the call at the moment, and he is one of our he's the Urado representative on this, and I'm sure he will be around to be able to answer a lot of the questions that might be asked as well, and to put his points across. So I really hope that this is going to be well attended, because it's giving everyone the ability to say yes or no to each one of the recommendations, and whether they're happy with it or not. Sebastian, are you on the call? Did you wish to add a couple more things?
Yes, thank you, Olivier. Yes, Sebastian Bachelet, I am on the call, but not, unfortunately, on Adobe. I really think that it's important, and we need to try to have as much as possible people to participate to these two calls. If they can't come to the two, at least they can come from one. And what is also very important is that all the ALAC members get a real knowledge of what is happening and what is at stake. And it's why I push, and I guess it's what we will do. We will have the two first days of the meeting in Marrakesh concentrate on just that topic to be sure that everybody understood where we are going and what we are doing. It's not an easy task because, of course, people will say, okay, but what is important is the transition. And it's a very important issue. And but the other hand is that what we are transforming ICANN. Are we transforming into a better organization or something who will be more difficult to run, to understand, to participate in? And it's why I would like very much to have the point of view of as much as possible people to help for a decision. I have my own point of view and not always the same as the other ALAC member. But it doesn't matter. What at the end, it's important. It's what ILS representative and you as a Urello representative will want to say. And I think it's important we discuss all that. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sebastian. Fantastic. And well done, by the way, for spending all this time on the accountability working group. I read the emails and know that you have so many calls on that. I think it shows real dedication for all of our representatives on this working group. So well done, everyone. Next on this agenda that we will have tomorrow, we'll have a quick look at the at what we discussed on today's conference call. And I think that what will be worthy of mentioning will be obviously the task forces, and that's where we can press for members, for more people to join the task force on ALS engagement and on the review and revision of the bylaws, and we'll have a call for participants. And then we'll have just an update on the special budget requests, which should take 5 minutes. And finally, a reminder of the outreach and engagement calendars. I'm a little concerned that we haven't got any input yet about to put our, what's going on in Europe. At the moment, you look at the outreach and engagement calendars in Europe, and it looks like nothing is happening, nothing. And that's wrong. Of course, there's tons of things that are happening in Europe. Our at-large structures are doing things. They've got regional, they've got local internet governance forums. They have some INETs that are taking place. They have some meetings that they're doing. Come on, Europe is awake. We need to get that information from everyone. And the great thing about it, it's quite self-explanatory, quite simple to add those things in the calendar. And then we can fill our calendar. And there's been a discussion with the civil society engagement part of this other initiative that is taking place at ICANN, where they are going to also take input from different calendars. The whole idea is that we do our bit, then our bit goes into the bigger bit, and the bigger bit goes into the bigger, bigger bit, and we end up being part of that huge, big calendar with all the things that are happening around the world. And so, we basically are not only showcasing what our ELSs are doing, but are also probably going to be able to attract more interest into what we're doing. So it's a two-way process, basically. And I'm a little concerned we're kind of missing on this at the moment. So hopefully we'll be able to drum up some support tomorrow. Is there anything else that you think we need to add on this? Should we add anything to this agenda? Or delete anything to this agenda? I don't know. It's up to you. So, I see nobody...
Annette here. I don't want to add or put away. I just want to go back to the ICANN at Large community calendar. Maybe it would be helpful to just have a start of these events related to Eurodig, to national IGFs, to, you know, this could be entered because we will always use that situation to recruit new ALSs.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Annette. It's Olivier speaking. I totally agree. That's exactly the sort of thing we need to put in there. I'll study how to do the inputs because I know that it's there is an outreach and engagement working group in At Large, and they're the ones who are asking us, why don't you do this, fill this up. I'm going to see how easy it is to add those things, and then once we've got that, then we can start populating it together. I don't think it's a huge task. But
okay,
if we
and
can get
I will
our
be
our
able
DLSs
to give an update.
Themselves also say things, that would be really helpful.
Okay, I just want to let you know that in Germany we are just having a big meeting in 2 days, really setting up a new type of German IGF with a lot of, it's a multi-stakeholder approach, and I'm really excited about that, and I will let you know. Unfortunately, it's after the Eurelo call, but I will let you know about that.
Okay, thanks for this, Annette, and that is exactly the type of candidate for putting into that calendar. That'll be perfect. Once you've decided the dates and so on.
Yep.
Okay, so that's the any other business part. Anything else that anybody wishes to bring forward? We have 2 minutes.
Hello, Olivia. This is Silvia Vivanco.
Yes, go ahead, Silvia. You have the floor.
Yes, I just wanted to thank everyone for attending and to remind you that we have the Eurelo portal, and the portal is the main wiki page for Eurelo, and I am currently always checking the portal, updating the portal, and if you would like to send me any information to update this portal, please go ahead, send it to me, and I will be happy to keep it up to date. This is like a newspaper for you, the first entry into the Eurelo wiki, so I try always to put the announcements first. What is new first? You see currently we have the new task forces and the public interest document. We have the outreach calendar. We have the Eurelo board, which is what is going on, the most relevant activities going on at the moment. So I encourage you to use that portal, and staff will be happy to help you to update with any links. For example, the information that Annette just mentioned is important, so Annette, I will be happy to add it there. In order to update the outreach calendar, the members of Eurelo, members of the Outreach and Engagement Subcommittee, they would be the persons who have the ability to open this calendar and to input any new events. So I believe the members are Wolf and Julia Morinette. So you can send them to them, or also you can send it to us, to staff, and we will be happy to send it to the Outreach and Engagement Subcommittee so we can start putting more entries into this calendar. And that's all. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this, Sylvia. That's very helpful. And you, it's Olivia speaking. I note that you've put a URL, a link in the chat. In fact, there's an even easier link, which is www.eurelo.org. Would you believe it? It's amazing. And it works. So that redirects to the link that you've given there. So that's pretty excellent. And I think that's the end of our call today. So I want to thank you all for this. It's I think we've made some good progress. I'm really glad that we're all moving forward on this. I just have one more small item, and I think Wolf has already beaten me to it in the chat, and it's to congratulate one of the Urello board members, Mathieu Camus, who has a daughter named Jacinthe, born yesterday. That's why he couldn't make it today. And so
hey,
the
oh.
proud father is with the proud mother and with a happy baby. So that's an excellent reason for not attending a board call. There you go. So with all this, I'd like to thank you all, and, well, we'll speak tomorrow, hoping that we'll get some good participation. And with this, have a very good night, take care, and goodbye.
Good night. Bye-bye. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Collins.
The meeting has been adjourned. The audio now will be disconnected. Thank you for joining today's call.